Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important skills in the EdExcel specification, evaluating business decisions. Now, if you've been sitting in front of a 12 mark, evaluate question thinking, where do I even start? You're not alone. These questions can feel overwhelming, but here's the good news. There's a clear structure that examiners are looking for, and once you know it, you can apply it to any business scenario. Today, we're going to break down exactly how to approach, justify, and evaluate questions, explore the BLT chain of reasoning framework that examiners love to see, and I'll share some insider tips on how to move from a level 2 response to a level 3 response that secures those top marks. Let's dive in. First, let's talk about what examiners actually want when they ask you to evaluate a business decision. The key word here is judgment. You're not just listing advantages and disadvantages, you're weighing them up and making a recommendation. Think of yourself as a business consultant advising a real company. The EdExcel mark scheme allocates marks across three assessment objectives. AO1 is your knowledge, showing you understand business terms. AO2 is application, which means using the specific context from the case study. And AO3 is analysis and evaluation, where you build chains of reasoning and reach a supported judgment. For a 12-mark evaluate question, you need all three. Let's break down the structure. A top-level answer has four parts. First, a brief introduction where you define any key terms and outline the factors you'll consider. This might only be worth one mark, so keep it concise. Don't waste time here. Second, your argument for this is where you develop a point in favor of one option using what I call the BLT framework, because leading to therefore. Let me give you an example. Imagine the question asks whether a business should expand by opening a new store. You might say, because the business has seen a 15% increase in customer demand in the local area. That's your starting point with specific data from the case study, leading to higher potential sales revenue if they open a new location. That's your consequence. Therefore, expansion would allow them to capture this growing market before competitors do. And that's your conclusion. See how each part links to the next? That's a developed chain of reasoning, and it's worth 3 to 4 marks. Third, your counter-argument or argument against. Examiners want to see balance. You might say, however, the business currently has limited cash reserves of only £20,000, and the cost of opening a new store is estimated at £50,000. This means they would need to take out a loan, leading to interest payments that could strain cash flow in the short term, therefore increasing financial risk. Again, you're using BLT reasoning, but this time showing the drawbacks. Finally, your judgment. This is where many candidates lose marks. Don't just summarize what you've already said. Instead, use the phrase, "it depends on," to show sophisticated thinking. For example, overall, whether the business should expand depends on their risk appetite and time horizon. In the short term, the financial strain could be significant, but in the long term, capturing market share early could lead to sustained profitability. On balance, I would recommend expansion, but only if they can secure favorable loan terms and maintain a cash reserve for emergencies. That's a weighted judgment that considers multiple factors, and it's what gets you into level 3. Now, let's talk about context. This is absolutely critical. The mark scheme explicitly states that generic responses are capped at level 1, which means a maximum of 4 marks out of 12. You must use specific details from the case study: numbers, percentages, names of products, target markets, anything that shows you're answering this question, not just any question. If the case study mentions the business has a 30% market share, use that figure. If it says their main competitor is launching a new product, reference that. Examiners call this application, and it's worth 35% of your overall marks. One more thing about quantitative skills. If the case study gives you raw data, don't just repeat it. Calculate something with it. If they tell you revenue is £200,000 and costs are £150,000, work out the profit margin. If they give you sales figures for 2 years, calculate the percentage change. This shows high-level application and can really make your answer stand out. Let's talk about what not to do, because avoiding common mistakes is just as important as knowing the right techniques. Mistake number 1, lifting from the case study. Examiners call this tantamount to lifting, and it means copying large chunks of text without interpretation. If the case study says the business has experienced growth, don't just write that down. Explain what type of growth, why it matters, and what the implications are. Mistake number 2, confusing cash flow with profit. I see this all the time. A business can be profitable but still have cash flow problems if customers pay late. Make sure you understand the difference and use the correct terminology. Mistake number 3, one-sided arguments and evaluate questions. If you only argue for one option without considering the counter perspective, you'll be capped at level 2. Balance is essential. Mistake number 4, generic advantages. Saying the business will make more money is too vague. Instead, say the business will increase revenue by an estimated 12% based on the projected demand figures in the case study, leading to improved profit margins if costs are controlled. Now, for some top tips. Allocate your time carefully, roughly 1 minute per mark. That means 12 minutes for a 12-mark question, including a minute or two for planning. Don't spend 10 minutes on a 3-mark explain question and then rush the big one at the end. Use business terminology precisely. Terms like elasticity of demand, cash flow forecast, market segmentation, and economies of scale show examiners you know your stuff. And here's a pro tip. In your judgment, consider short-term versus long-term impacts. Examiners love this because it shows you understand that business decisions have different consequences over time. All right, let's test your understanding with a quick-fire recall quiz. Pause the podcast after each question and see if you can answer. Question 1. What does BLT stand for in the chain of reasoning framework? The answer is because, leading to therefore. Question 2. What are the 4 parts of a 12-mark evaluate question structure? The answer is introduction, argument 4, counterargument, and judgment. Question 3. What phrase should you use in your judgment to access level 3 marks? The answer is it depends on, followed by the key factor that determines the decision. Question 4. What percentage of marks is allocated to application or AO2? The answer is 35%. Question 5. True or false, you can achieve full marks on an evaluate question with a one-sided argument. The answer is false. You need balance to reach the top level. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the essential structure for justify and evaluate questions. Introduction, argument 4, counterargument, and judgment. We've explored the BLT chain of reasoning framework that links cause to effect to consequence. We've discussed the importance of using specific context from case studies and calculating with quantitative data, and we've highlighted common mistakes to avoid, like lifting text, confusing cash flow with profit, and providing one-sided arguments. Remember, the key to success in these questions is practice. The more you apply the structure, the more natural it will become. Grab some past papers, identify the 9-mark and 12-mark questions, and practice writing answers using the techniques we've discussed today. You've got this. Keep revising, stay focused, and remember, examiners are looking for clear reasoning, specific application, and a well-supported judgment. Good luck with your GCSE business exam. This has been your revision podcast on evaluating business decisions. Until next time, keep thinking like a business consultant.